Hello, my name is Latasha. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having medical emergencies, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you today?
Well, I just have a general question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, my 18-year-old is going out of the country in about a month. So he's got to obtain the medical visa, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He's got to test negative to come back into the United States. Are y'all letting any of these, like, if he's going out of the country and trying to get back in, are they allowed to have a vaccination before they go so they can't get stuck over there for, you know, quarantine period? Does he qualify, I guess is what I'm asking.
That he qualified to get the vaccination, but I can't answer that because I don't have the information for that, ma'am. I don't want to give you the wrong information. Let me see if I can find it. The colors. Reactions. Hold on, I'm trying to see if I can find someone on the line that can help you with that question.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you said he's going out of the country, right?
Yeah, right. He's going out of the country and probably right at a month. And they have to obtain a medical visa to be able to travel there. And then they have to be able to travel back. But they have to have, with this medical visa states, that they have to have a negative test before they re-enter the United States. And I'm just scared, you know, if he was for some reason positive, then he, you know, would have to quarantine there for, you know, 10 to 14 days, which, you know, is, I don't want an 18-year-old, you know, quarantining by himself for 18 days in another country. So I didn't know if that allowed him to qualify to get the vaccination, so that won't happen to him.
Okay. Okay, the country. And you want to know who to contact so he can go on and get his vaccination right before he leaves out of the country?
Yeah, that's what I would love. I mean, I don't know if that's, like I said, I don't know if y'all are, if they're allowing them to do that because he's not, you know, in the healthcare worker or, you know, in the 80, you know, whatever it is now, 65 or older. Or I know that they're releasing some more, but I don't know if that's a restriction or if he can do that. Because that would keep him from possibly being held over, you know, in another country at 18.
Okay, that she said she do not know of. But to get back in the country, they have to be negative to get back in the country.
Right.
Have he already pre-registered for an appointment? You said he leaves within a month.
No, he hasn't pre-registered for anything because he didn't. I mean, he doesn't meet y'all's qualifications now to be able to pre-register unless that's what I was calling to see if. since he was traveling out of the country, if that allowed him to go ahead and register.
Okay.
Yeah, he's more than a month.
Okay. She said she do not know, and I don't have the information for it either. I won't know who to. Let me see if I can go on this site and see if they can give me more information about that. Iris frankly has questions. Okay. Let me see. I can't find no information on that. Okay, ma'am, and I can't find no one who to contact for that. I'm so sorry about that.
So I can't just go ahead and register him for any kind of site? I mean,
yes, ma'am, you can go on and register him. I don't know what's the time frame of them reaching back out to contact you. But yes, ma'am, you can go on and get him pre-registered today, and I can do that now while we're on the phone.
Okay, sure. Let's just give it a whirl.
Okay. Can I get the county that he's want to pre-register for?
I guess we live in Lee County.
Okay. I can get him pre-registered for Lee County Health Department up there.
Sure.
Okay.
Wherever he's supposed to go, if he can get it.
Can I get his first and last name, please, ma'am?
His first name is William.
Okay.
W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Last name, Alsobrook, and that is A-L-S-O-B, as in boy, R-O-O-K.
Okay. And that's A as in Alfred, L-S-O-B as in boy, R-O-O-K?
Uh-huh, that's it.
Okay. And can I get a phone number for Mr. William?
Uh-huh. It's 334-740-2993.
Okay. And can I have his age?
He's 18.
Okay. I have first name is William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. I have last name is A-L-S-O-B as in boy, R-O-O-K. I have a phone number at 334-740-2993. I have Lee County, age 18. Is all his information correct, ma'am?
That is correct.
Okay, I have him pre-registered now. Now, I got him pre-registered with Lee County Health Department. Once they get an available appointment time and date, they will reach out to you and give a call at this number. We do ask that you do leave your voicemail open because they will leave a message if you do not answer your phone.
Okay, great. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment.
Okay,
enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.